From the island to the mainland, from Cagliari to Sulci, a union of peoples, cultures, and traditions. This is what the Roman bridge, known as Su Ponti Manu, represents. We are traveling along the road that passes through the islets of the lagoon to arrive in the glorious city of Sulci via the last bridge, the largest connecting the Insula Plumbaria to the mainland. Footsteps of men, horses and chariots. I can still hear them. I am in the 19th century and I cross it. By my side, an ox-drawn cart carrying some sacks and an old woman with a basket. I'm crossing millennia of history in its resplendent majesty. I can smell the stone, the water, and the air. I look around and see the whole island. A single link, no cars. No trucks, just people, animals, and land. Our Ponti Manu is unique because of its shape and its position on the land. Over the millennia, it has undergone several transformations. The first in 1858, the second in 1893, until the one in 1920. I can smell the coal, this ancient and only link until 1984 allowed the passage of so many trains. Here is one of the greatest transformations from food to rail, allowing the transport of coal that came from the important plants of Sulcis Iglesiente. In 2006, a restoration project made it possible to preserve this majestic monument that was in danger of irreversible degradation, especially of its most delicate parts. Today, it lies on the grass, admired by all in its most ancient splendor. It still retains the scent of history, of footsteps, of coal. The bridge is a testimony to the skill and wisdom of the engineers of Roman times. And here it lies and rests. And here the levin laps it. And here I breathe history.